And now we're moving along now to item number 25, public comment. Come on down.
My name is Valerie LaBelle Flatley. I'm a resident of Virginia City Highlands, and this is regarding an ongoing issue in Lockwood with the horses. Sheriff Antonoro is well aware of it. We have specifically one complainant who is not happy with the horses being in his yard on the street. It's a sanitary issue with the poop, horse poop. His grandchildren can go out and play, and now he's gotten to where he's going to shoot them if he sees them again, kind of thing. So we've had a volunteer down there working diligently trying to figure out what to do. We've got some issues with cattle guards that need to be cleaned out. There's extensive fencing on the property all the way. I don't know where it goes. I'll read part of this. There's a fence that runs from Perry Ranch Cattle Guard by the elementary school going over to the cattle guard at Canyon Way. And the fencing is intact for most of it, but there are some spots where it's been either cut or destroyed or whatever, so horses are coming into the community. The last thing we want is for the Department of Ag to be notified, because once they are, if we can't handle the situation, they will pick up these horses, and they will eventually end up in auction, i.e. slaughter. So we're trying to avoid that. I've spoken with Mike Nevin, and he reiterated to me that he can't do anything until the spring because he's short-staffed, and he's got, as you heard from his presentation, he's got a lot on his plate. I don't know if we're going to be able to get enough volunteers to do this. I asked him, is it a problem if we get volunteers, because Story County is responsible for the cattle guards, and he said not as far as he's concerned. So if we can get volunteers to fix them, it's going to require some expertise, maybe some heavy equipment, backhoe to pull them out, to clean it out, to retrofit them back in, et cetera, et cetera. Fencing, I don't know if it's going to require special expertise. It might in some of the locations. So we're wondering if Story County is willing to help in any way possible.
Can I ask you, sure, whose property is the fencing on?
We're not sure. Maybe Austin can help with this, because supposedly part of it, when the Perry brothers were alive, they were responsible, or they took responsibility for some of it. Some of it is with the homeowners. Some of it may be with the GID. Some of it may be Story. It's partly Story County. So we've had a problem getting any answers as to who is actually responsible for this fencing. I don't know if any of it is actually private, where some individuals have done it on their own to accommodate the horses, you know, to keep them safe and out of the area. But for the most part, we don't know who this resident really is, if he's a new resident. I've talked to a couple people down there who are longtime residents. They don't know who he is. They've not met him. But he's making an awful lot of noise, and Jerry's been involved in this and is going to contact him again. But we need some assistance, try to figure out who can do what. And I'm going to ask the commissioners, if we do get, not volunteers, if we can get enough volunteers, fine. If we can't, if we have to get people who have the expertise to do it, and it's going to cost us some money, I don't know. I'm with VRPA, you know, the Virginia Range Wildlife Protection Association, and nobody has a lot of money, but we would probably foot the bill for some of this if we can. Would the county be willing to reimburse us for any expenses incurred if, in fact, this is on Story County property, for which the county would be ultimately responsible?
Well, this is a discussion, discussion-only item.
Yes, yes, it is, absolutely.
Well,
or do I need to ask to have it put on the agenda for the next meeting? Is this feasible?
Maybe the sheriff can bring us up to speed on this, because
okay.
I thought we had something worked out.
Yes, we do not. Bell's correct with the issues, and they are issues that have been ongoing down there forever. It's been several years ago we had a similar issue, and as far as who owns what and who's responsible for what, it's about as clear as mud. Reaching back to Ms. Butts, who was involved with the GID down there, and then talking with every other source that I can find, the Perry brothers took responsibility for fixing a part of it down on Perry Ranch Road down along the river. Of course, they're not with us anymore. Property's changed hands, and I'm not sure who exactly has the property there. But I think that piece of fence between the road and the river is okay at the moment. I'm not sure. Part of the fencing that does need to be replaced is up on the hill up above the water tanks. Some of that may be GID property. Some of it may have been fence that was put in by GID but is actually county property. Some of it is a combination of county property, GID property, or VRPA-supplied fencing. And this is just the quagmire that has existed for years. And even checking with the clerk's office, or not the clerk's office, the recorder's office, there's no clear record of who owns what along that whole fence line. But it's an ongoing thing, and as soon as we get it all fixed, we'll start having it all taken apart again, which doesn't mean we shouldn't work on it. But as far as ownership and making improvements, it's going to have to be a cooperative effort of everybody, because if we try to pin down who is actually responsible for what, us and all the horses will probably be long gone beforehand. So yeah. The cooperative agreement seems to have been always between the GID, the county, and VRPA. VRPA's actually still out there trying to keep the ball rolling. I've not had any direct contact with the GID, but they've always been mean of all the things, and they have an issue with horses coming down into the treatment plant and everything, so I think they would probably be approachable on the subject, and that just leaves us as the county. So there's the long and the short of it.
How many horses are in question?
I spoke with Mary Lee, a long-term resident, last night. She said right now there are five, two mares, two foals, and a stallion. So
subject to what VRPA wants to do or the residents, and we'd want to have some unanimous, but we are willing down at TRI, if you wanted to move the horses down to the ranch. We have about 1,100 head out there now. And we have accepted horses in the past from the where they were breaking them down at the penitentiary. We've taken some of those and others. So if the horses in the area, and if there was a consensus of the neighbors in the group, we would be glad to remove them down to TRI, to the ranch. They'd be turned loose wild. They would not be purchased or auctioned. But it would be a Story County location that we're okay with taking.
And do you know if Chris Miller, the Department of Ag, are familiar with that location?
Yes, the Department of Ag is very familiar with the location. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's just one option.
How are we coming along with the program of watering and feeding stations out there, and birth control, and all of the? The agreement with the Ag and VRPA and Story County?
This is all part of it. The stuff that has been going on up here in Virginia City in the Highlands has quieted down to the extent that I'm not getting calls on the horses up here regularly. I know they've been out doing birth control. Val could probably give you more insights into that. I know that they've gone out and done some where, I don't know. They did have a meeting not long ago regarding some diversionary feeding and relocation of some of the horses from up here. There were some sticking points in the cooperative agreement that I believe are now been overcome, at least to my knowledge, but that the North End is still part of the Virginia range and still part of the equation. And while I'm sure everybody appreciates the offer of moving the horses out there and until we fix the problem, as I explained this morning in our staff meetings, that the horses, some other horses, whether those particular or others, will come back in. So until the fencing and everything down there is fixed, the problem continues.
In some ways, it would be difficult. We have about 70,000 acres of pretty much unusable topography out there. And there's a significant amount of fencing between Lockwood and TRI. A lot of it has been installed by Nishka Servicing. But there are range fencing. It would be difficult, I think, for the workers to migrate. Anything's possible. But I think it would be pretty difficult for them to migrate from the ranch back to Lockwood, only because of the extensive fencing that I know exists today.
What kind of fencing are you talking about that's damaged?
I don't know what it
is. Is it barbed wire fence?
I don't think it's barbed wire. Do you know?
There's some that's chain link if you get up around the water tanks and behind the where the substation is down there. There's chain linking involved in it, but there's also some barbed wire fencing, field-type fencing. Just depends on where you're at.
It's interesting at TRI, you know, Walmart has adopted the horses, and they contribute monies. Even the logo on their shirts are the wild horses. Switch at this point is talking about building literally under USA Parkway a passage for the wild horses so that they can cross USA Parkway without danger. And how that's all controlled and done is subject of a lot more conversation. But there are folks and businesses down there that are certainly compatible with the wild horse population.
Is that the underpass near 50?
There's no underpass today. It's just Switch is talking about installing something along those lines.
Yeah. No, that's the road that will connect 8250 is the road he's talking about.
Okay.
There's a lot of acreage. I mean, you're talking about 70,000. You're talking about, you know, 150 square miles.
A lot of these companies moving in out there, they love those horses.
They do.
That's the best part of being out there. They just
love,
yeah.
They're seen as an asset and not a negative.
Right.
There's a lot of tourism that goes on with them. And so a lot of our folks coming from out of state embrace them more than some of our local folks.
Yeah, there again, you know, we mentioned that Polish delegation. And, you know, we literally had to stop the bus.
Go crazy.
And let them just do nothing but take pictures. And timing was perfect because they were literally walking just off the shoulder of USA Parkway. So they got some great shots to take home to Europe.
The other thing I make mention that oftentimes is brought up in conversation, but the horses out there are not bony. They're fat. They're foraging well. The biggest problem we have in the area is Nature Conservancy keeps fencing the river off so they can't get to the water source of the river, and that is a problem. But other than that, there are water sources available on the ranch, natural.
Yeah. Should this be put on the agenda as an item, or to continue, or what should we do?
I don't know that you need an agenda item if a consensus comes from the neighborhoods. I just don't want to move horses and create a lot of animosity about the move. But it's an option that you can talk about with the neighbors in the neighborhood. I'd like to see consensus before we do any of that, but it's certainly an option that we can do.
And if I may, I think, Val, we might be just a little – I know where you're going. You're going with we've got to do better fence outs regardless. I mean, relocating the horses will – may or may not solve, but there'll be some horses back there. So I think your question is more to, you know, finding monies in particular for repairing fence. I would suggest the easiest way to do that and probably not easy on you, but the most effective way to do it would be to get some type of estimates. You know, get somebody out there and say, okay, this stuff is easily repaired, you know, probably costs $500. This stuff is big ticket items, you know. Chain link fencing is a whole lot different than barbed wire, I believe. I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about. But I think if we could get some ballpark estimates and some knowledge of what needs to be done where, then I think that's the appropriate time to bring it back to this board to say, okay, we know we're dealing with $5,000 or $2,000 or $10,000.
Well, kind of at the same time, we've got to figure out who owns the property because
right.
The county can't just go on to other people's
right.
property and fix
right.
the fence. So it's a lot more than just figuring out what the, you know, we're not giving you the authority to go on to somebody else's property and say, we're going to get estimates for this because you got to figure that out first on who owns it and whether they are want their fence fixed. So that's number one.
We could.
Yeah, I mean, because the cold weather has pushed the horses to mostly to lower elevations. We don't have as many horses around here as we had. But this summer, if you want to talk about complaints, we had a lot of people up here complain about the horses. The damage they were doing to people's property and the horse manure left behind. It was starting to look pretty rough around here. So here you've got residents that are having to go out and clean the street because it's full of horse manure. You know, you don't want your friends and family coming over your house and having piles of horse manure all over the place. We can push these horses down into the onto the ranch also, you know. As long as there's enough food and water to keep them in that neighborhood. Otherwise, they're going to go wherever the food's at. I mean, that's just, they're survivalists.
With the feeding issues, you know, we have a problem with people illegally feeding the horses. Not
yeah.
the veterinary
right.
program, but and then of course that makes them friendly and it makes them want to be with who it is.
Right.
So they'll come to the attraction. Whether it's food or water, and there was an issue in Virginia City.
It still is.
Yeah, it still is. And Jerry's been working on that, and anytime we see someone with the water trough out or whatever, we report it, you know, and then have to go talk to these people and say, you can't do that. But I know the cattle guards are Story County's property. So if we can at least start with those and see if we can get those cleaned out and corrected, because they do come across. Yeah, as it is, that's one of their access points.
Am I wrong? But I've always been under the impression that it's legal to put water out for them, but you can't
no.
feed them.
No.
Not in Virginia City. In the Highlands, it's legal, Jack.
Oh, okay.
Just in Virginia City, for that reason, because it's a smaller community, houses are, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But they've already drank out all of them. I don't know how they turned the damn thing on.
They don't have thumbs.
All I wanted to say was, if you need maps showing reliable property ownership and where things are and aren't, I'd be happy to work with you with our staff to get you some reasonable maps so you can find out who owns what, where these fences are. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any other public comment today? Mr. Phillips.
Mark Joseph Phillips, a Virginia City resident. I got four little items here, food for thought. First, the other day on television, there was an hour of the top 10 machine guns ever built, and it was filmed out at the Mustang firing range, maybe U.S. ordnance, and you know, the kid in me just got a kick out of watching all those machine guns, and it was quite a show.
They have to manufacture them out there, you know.
Pardon?
U.S. ordnance actually manufactures four different
correct,
arms.
Correct. Yeah. So it was a good introduction for me. What's going on down there? Made me a little jealous. Talking to Gary Greenland, Comstock Community Television, about televising on the local cable commissioner meetings. And I was told that a live feed would be technically very hard, but Gary said that commissioner meetings could be put on a loop after the fact, so if somebody missed the meeting today, maybe it would be on a loop tomorrow, so maybe a future agenda item. Discuss that. I think it would be great. Future agenda items. 270 East Washington, after years, is finally cleaned up. So a future agenda item, nobody's going to get a medal for the work they did cleaning the nuisance up. 10 years ago or more, the county board of county commissioners and the district court judge, it was a court order declaring that property literally a public nuisance. You know, instead of a medal or any kind of an award for the people who cleaned it up, it'd be great if county commissioners in an action caused a district court judge to rule the property not a nuisance anymore. I mean, that would be the reward for all the people that worked hard, Keith Loomis especially. I would like to see a district court judge remove the public nuisance from that particular piece of property, no matter what happens to it. At the last meeting, there was discussion of Chinatown. I was a little disappointed that the commissioners engaged in conversation about somebody's misconduct without them being here to defend themselves. It turns out the red tags went up at Chinatown before the October meeting was adjourned, really, to unsafe to enter or occupy those buildings. And a case was made that galvanized metal flew out of Chinatown into the power substation. But upon closer look, just north of Chinatown's a stone structure with an old galvanized metal roof and a 2-foot by 3-foot piece of roofing is missing from that building. So the owners of Chinatown may have been wrongly accused of the dangerous situation and the sheet metal flying. Well, that's it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other public comment? This meeting is adjourned.